Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Just bask in it. So good. A fresh new week. A fresh new start. What a week it's going to be.
Well, this is
vibes and variety.
This is refreshing. You in such a positive mood on a Monday.
Oh, God.
I just feel it.
It's coming off me in waves.
I do feel it.
Thanks, Finn.
You reek of it.
Thank you.
Smiled in here.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, I really am wearing Ode to Monday today.
Yeah.
How about some Benson Boone tickets?
How about that?
In case you don't like Mondays, maybe here's something that'll cheer you up. Right now, text the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered to win the Mystica Magical four-pack. It's a four-pack of tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center. That's like just a little over 2 weeks away, right around the corner. Text the word BEST to 20357, and this is really your last chance to get in for that show, courtesy of Golden Boys. This hour's code word is BEST. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
up. I was starting to ask a question, and I'm not sure if I should ask it. I'll just ask since I took the whole show this direction. You know, Benson Boone just got single, right?
Yeah.
Like that was in the news that he just broke up with his longtime girlfriend. And I was wondering, it sort of a couple things happened at once in my head. And I thought, do kids now even try to get backstage at shows? Is that even still you got backstage and met Eddie Van Halen and there was an interaction that we famously have talked about.
I definitely think people still try to
they
do that.
They do.
I think so. You know, the pandemic really changed that for a lot of artists because they were like, not only was that sort of a pain, but I also don't want everyone's germs.
But I'm also sure the hashtag Me Too movement where women are like, I'm not a prop for you to, you know, have at and then get in your bus and leave for the next town.
Or like Taylor Swift, she wound up, didn't she sue some DJ for touching her? Like,
that's
how
different,
dare
though,
you grab me by the ass?
What I'm wondering
hashtag
is,
me too.
Are young people excited for that kind of interaction? Or would they be like, I don't want to do the guy.
I think when people are fans, I feel like that's, and not just of rock stars, I feel like when people are fans, they want to have their moment.
Okay.
And do pictures. And
right.
There are plenty of bands that accommodate that. Even like Maroon 5, who didn't want to do, they didn't want you to touch them. That was before
the pandemic, but Christina got to go backstage and the picture was set up in such a way that they're all in the photo together, except Christina and her friend are 3 feet in front of the band.
Right. That's how it's going to go.
It lines up, but they don't want anyone touching them.
And in a way, it makes sense. And it made sense before the pandemic. I mean, you are talking about people who want to put hands on you and get right in your face and talk to you. And maybe it's loud back there. Maybe they even want to kiss you. And you're like, I really have to sing every night. And I don't want to catch anybody's cold or whatever else they may have on offer.
Right. Okay. Well, I was just curious what you thought.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't know what the backstage situation is for. A lot of times we'll do meet and greets. We just did one with the Goo Goo Dolls, right? Or
that's a prize upcoming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They do meet and greets.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. I usually, when I'm at a concert and I have backstage and it's somebody I'm not really, you know, into, but you know, got it for working at station or working somewhere, I hand them out. and people seem thrilled to.
Well, don't say that. Don't say that.
You're not. You're actually not allowed to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not at this
I've never done it at this radio station. Been in major trouble. Like, While leaving an event, I'm leaving an event. I've used my thing. This happened a long time ago, and it was squashed right then. And I gave it to someone so they could go back there. On my way out, I was done. I was, you know, and it was brought to my attention that that person's not supposed to be back there. Don't give your stuff away. We gave it to you. Take it home. The end. And I went, you got it.
Mm. Don't want no trouble.
It was firm.
Yes. I recall.
I rescind my offer then.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't hand those
things out.
Do that.
Rescind it.
This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. And even though it was super hot yesterday, I was still like, let's go get in the hot tub. It was actually, Oh my God. So nice.
The therapeutic joy of a hot tub can't be stopped with a little heat wave.
No, it can't be. It is, you know, when you get hot in your hot tub, like something you put your arms up into the air and like usually there's a cool breeze that takes it. No, there was none of that yesterday.
Me?
Vinny?
I was there?
Yes, Vinny. You were there. Cool breeze. But fall is coming. I'm actually really excited to use my hot tub when it's so nice when I use it early in the morning because I get up long before John. So when I get up, I'll go out there and open it up and it's steaming in the cool morning air. Although it's been so warm in the mornings lately. Anyway, fall's here or just about. And so this is the time of year to get yourself into a hot tub. Creative Energy's got a red and gold sale going on. Get it? Because it's fall and stuff. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's red and gold sale. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and more. Visit creativeenergy.com.
Red and gold for the Niners,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for the Niners.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's fall.
Yeah.
Football's on.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get really crazy, like if you're doing a spa out back, like you could do one of those big screen TVs or what? It's like a projection TV. You could hang a screen. You could be just like relaxing in your hot tub
for four hours
watching the Niners. Yeah. Well, maybe you get in and out. Maybe put a cold plunge next to it, just to, you know, back and forth.
Ooh.
I know.
I like the way you think.
Thank you. CreativeEnergy.com. Big fall savings right now. All right. I read this story and I like it. And I wonder if people have this, like the Bieber family. These are like the rules of the Bieber family or like they're, you know, the things that they live by. A code of ethics, the Bieber family values.
Is it like?
It's a list of their values.
But and did someone on needlepoint, like, you know.
Oh my God, that would be great. No, it just says the Bieber family.
They just had
and
it printed.
And it's a framed thing that clearly, I don't know, they hang it in their house or whatever.
All right.
They got married. They have a kid who's, I think, a year old now. I think the kid was born a year ago, August. And they got married back in 2018. So this was like their seventh wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yes. 7 years. This was, I think their anniversary was just this past Saturday. And so Justin Bieber marked the occasion with a social media post the following day, offering a look at the rules. These are the Bieber family values. And they go like this. And they're nice. We value rest as worship. Like a day of rest? I don't know.
Naps?
Oh, yeah. I do worship a nap. We value longevity and a sustainable pace of life. We value quality and excellence of production.
These are the weirdest things I've ever heard.
I'm waiting for you. Bring your dish to the sink and rinse it off.
There's nothing quite as specific as that, but that is maybe now that they have a kid, maybe in a few years they'll revise these. We value quiet in the house. We value siblings who get along.
We value closing the refrigerator door.
Right. We value putting the seat down.
We value not leaving your socks all over
the house. Get your rest on Sunday, but also get the trash. Trash day is on Sunday. Pick up all your trash.
We value dogs and some cats, but not bunnies, lizards, or parrots.
Yes, that would be mine.
Got you.
We don't value hats. I mean, unless it's a ball cap, right? Was that
ball
acceptable?
Ball caps are great.
Okay. We value innovation in all caps and moving the human experience forward. These are the Bieber family values. It's
what
very,
the heck?
It's very odd. But I did think, even though I don't care about theirs, I like, do we as families have like tenets that we live by?
I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's almost like it would be an exercise to do. Like, my kids are out of the house. Plus, I probably never would have put up with this anyway. But if you went around the table, like, could you say, you know, what are some of the things that we value as a family? I just thought that's kind of an interesting exercise.
There's a bunch of stuff when I started dadding for the first time that I've repeated to my kids many times. When do we do things?
Now.
And Edie, every time. Never. I got a little.
But you, now if you had these, you could point to, no, we agreed as a family. And maybe everybody could sign it at the bottom.
So like, it's there are those things though, right?
Yes.
So we make friends wherever we go. I realize that can be, you know, if you look too deeply into it. But we say hi to people mm-hmm. as a family, as people. We go, hello.
I think that's lovely.
So these are things. And I do that because I want them to be... And I'm not looking for them to find trouble. Right. What I'm saying is often most people are actually really cool.
Yes.
And if you just say hi to someone, they'll turn a smile from a straight face to a smile and be like, hi.
Yep.
And suddenly you kind of are on your way.
You can be in charge of making friends.
Of having a cool neighborhood and the people in it are your friends instead of the person, oh God, I got to walk by that guy again and stare at my feet.
I also think like for my family, I always impress like gratitude, like see what someone else has done for you and express appreciation for it and do for them, whether or not you get thanked for like that, you know, to be someone who is aware and not oblivious. Like so many people are just oblivious. Somebody does like, I don't know, thank a waitress. Someone drops something off at your
table. Thank everybody.
Right. Thank all the people around you and especially the people in your family because those are the ones who often have the least, have the most thankless jobs. You know, when you're 9 months old and I'm wiping your butt, I don't expect you to thank me. But later, you know, if you could be like, thanks for changing all those diapers all those years. I never did get a thank you for that. But I would thank John if he, especially like if it was an elephant dump, I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. That was...
Oh, you'd thank John for changing your elephant dumps?
Yes. Oh, right. When I would have an elephant dump, he would change me. That is true.
Oh my
yes.
God. John!
No, we work together as a team to clean up, like, so, you know how kids are.
Yeah,
sometimes it's like, you can't believe like what a problem you have. Like you were just having a day and all of a sudden you're carrying a dripping child.
Well, sometimes oh. there are... what is it? A day will pass. And then there's the come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Those
oh,
are the...
oh, I don't think they pooped yesterday.
Oh, no.
This isn't going to be good.
Happens.
It's all the stuff that Bob has to look forward to.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Susan and I thank each other constantly.
Good.
Good.
He
you should.
Responsible for taking out the trash, but every time he does, it's a big thank you. It just helps keep such a positive vibe in the air.
Definitely. It's huge for that. Just like that I did this thing that I had to do anyway, but it was appreciated. Anyway, back to the, you know, the rules of being
a Bieber.
Oh, yeah,
the Bieber house, right.
They're weird. So there's the innovation one. We value innovation and moving the human experience forward. We value health and physical wellness as an act of stewardship. We value sustainability and creating products that serve humanity. We value servanthood and making people feel like they can fly. Some of these are, it is weird. It's kind of nonsensical. I read it this morning. I thought, oh, this is kind of a cool idea. And I thought well, we would have a fun conversation about it. But now I'm reading them out loud and it's like, hmm.
It sounds like a company. Like companies put these weird things together. And
Bieber Inc.
Yeah, you're in a meeting and they're like, we value blah, blah, blah. And right. you're like, oh, really?
Longevity? Oh, yeah, these are bizarre. Is this a joke?
Well,
as soon as one of the people in the family becomes a multi-millionaire, a huge hit maker, suddenly your family name matters.
Mm.
I'm sure that came after the boy was famous and not before.
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, wasn't he sort of a Jesus-y guy growing up with his mom? And didn't Hailey Bieber just get like $1 billion for her company?
$400 million, I think.
It was a $1 billion deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Rode, her cosmetic brand.
So maybe these are the Rode rules. We value generosity and graciously giving time, money, and respect to people on our path. We value life as a gift and practice daily gratitude. Oh, here's a gratitude. Practice daily gratitude for the day that has been given to us. And finally, we value human beings and believe in their dignity and eternal worth. So there you go.
All right.
Maybe think about your own list of family values. They don't have to be as weird as these. They could just be, you know, make your bed, keep your room clean.
Protect your head.
Start the day with this, but protect
your head. All the good stuff is in there. I tell my kids that all the time.
Right.
All the good stuff is up here.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yep.
I was pointing to my head, by the way, while I was saying that.
No, right. I'm sitting here watching you. That's true. But you are on camera.
Oh, right. Hello.
Hello. So there you go. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber shared that.
Mm. Thanks, Biebs.
This is a little bit convoluted here. There have been some stirrings.
What?
Or it's good nothing.
What now?
It's been getting stirred up a little bit about HGTV power couple Chip and Joanna Gaines.
My doppelganger.
Yeah, you do look a lot like him. He does look a lot
you,
like
you. You hear that a lot?
Yes.
Oh.
I would say that's the one I get the most common is Chip.
Are you Chip Gaines?
Well, they don't say that, but they're like, hey, anybody ever tell you you look like?
Mm.
They are saying, now nobody's really coming out and saying that these two are going to break up. They've been married about 20 years, but they're saying that cracks are showing. They are estimated to be worth, as a couple, about $50 million, which to me sounds low. Like she
it
has
does
that
sound low.
Magnolia Farms. Like they had a whole,
Target
I don't know.
Partnership.
If they, yes.
When they had the whole TV
They have like a
station.
Kiosk in, right? They have a whole channel, for God's sakes.
But a lot of times, and I don't know them, but I will say this about certain pros in sports that I know of that have done this. When they start a brand on their own, often someone comes in and says, and this could have happened to Mosley or any one of the big stars where they go, we've got a ton of money and we want to put your name on our brand so that it will sell because what we don't have is worldwide fame.
Right.
So they may not have put as much of their own fortune in that.
Right.
That might be why they seem, you know, less rich than. And the other thing is,
$50 million.
When in the Bay Area, when we talk about millions, there's always someone out there going, no, billions. What do you, did you mean
millions,
B or,
right.
or M?
I meant M. I was saying M, but you're right. There's definitely 50 billionaires out there.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I would believe that they're breaking up is that one of them wants to stop and slow down and enjoy what they've built. And the other one wants to keep going and building because
are you nuts?
They
We're
raised
huge.
Their kids are all.
They have 100 children.
And too. They're all like old now. They're at least all teenagers at this point. And if they made it through building an empire while raising all those kids, why would they be breaking up now? Like,
they
what
do
could it possibly
say
be?
That there's some outside influence on, I guess, in the heartland, they're beloved because they're Christian and they take the kids to church and they're like this wholesome family thing. But they did a show called Back to the Frontier. And in July, this was like their latest Magnolia Network
I loved
series.
It.
Well, there was a gay couple and their kids, and a lot of people didn't like it. And so it was.
Oh, they got canceled?
They didn't get canceled.
Oh.
But they faced a lot of slapback for that. That people were mad that they were promoting not family values and that they, you know, you are held to this thing. And they're like, well, we just.
Meanwhile,
you know,
that couple
nice
were wonderful and had two wonderful boys. And
surprise.
I mean, what a great family they actually were.
I'll tell you, Bob, while you said what you said, and I kind of hear where you're coming from and would say I agree, devil's advocate would be this thing has built up around them. And it's probably, imagine yourself sitting there going, I don't love him anymore. And I'm stuck. Deeply in this thing
How
that's now become a nightmare
right.
that
yes.
I can't undo
say,
myself from this. So I could see both sides of it, which is we made it through hell and back.
Right.
And the other side is, yeah, I had to stay and make it through hell and back because I couldn't walk.
Right. And now that they're so entrenched in their public persona as these, you know, people who love each other, they say behind the scenes that they can be so tense with each other that everybody on the set is like walking on eggshells. And they do these a lot. I don't know if they like, they have their own network now, right? So when their HGTV show, I think it was called Fixer Upper, they would, they'd stand together in the yard of the house and be commenting on the things that they're doing. And there'd be some jokes, or he'd be trying to be goofy and she'd be rolling her eyes, but it felt like their chemistry was okay. But they're saying that it's their chemistry is way off now. And I agree with you. Forget devil's advocate. I do think that they may have found themselves in a situation that's impossible to extricate themselves from without blowing up their entire brand.
They're a business deal.
They are.
And that can certainly be.
And it's not like they can sneak out and go on a date. They're huge stars.
Another thing that I was just at a wedding and it was beautiful and congratulations, Rachel. But it's one of those things where the vows went down and they both had that deprecating kind of, and you'll put up with me when I'm a hypochondriac and then you'll put, and this, and when I don't do the thing that I should do. And those are all laughs among the crowd. And it is a thing. You do laugh and you all yep. see, and you see that in your own relationship, right. Except sometimes those things become the thing you can't take for one more minute.
Right.
And so that's kind of that.
The things that were just kind of cute and then a little bit less cute.
Chip's got that. I've only seen the show once or twice, but he's got that like vibe of she puts up with me. Right?
Yeah. And he's obnoxious.
So that's one of those things that could really have become, if I have to, for one more minute.
Yeah, even, I'm looking at a picture of them. They both look a little hunched. Yikes.
I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
I really do, but I can see how that would be. They've got a lot built up around them.
If you're listening, Chip and Joanna Gaines, and it is the pressure of the empire, just sell it.
Yeah.
Just do something
sometimes
else.
Sometimes life is just too short to, I mean, you've got 50 million bucks. Figure it out. Like, you know, downsize it a little.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of pressure of now all these people work for them.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It becomes, you've built up this thing around you.
It's like an empire.
I remember thinking of Kurt Cobain is a musician in the band Nirvana that ended up committing suicide. There was a point where he should have just quit. Now, I don't know about his mental health and all that, but he had a little kid, like just undo it all, quit, go find some place to get yourself together and don't be part of this business wheel that's turning. Like, stop it, hit the brakes. But he didn't. And he didn't see a way out.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Well, and there's definitely that factor of like, there are people that are counting on me. I need to please them. It's, you know, you can see it kind of getting away from you. You've said yes to stuff. Now, you know, all these people are depending on you to do these things and you're a total mess. I have gone way over my time. Vincenzo, what do you got?
There's some new stuff in stores this season already.
Oh,
you're
going to
love it.
Will I?
I think so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Stream Alice. We are available via streaming. You can take us anywhere you go on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today. Your first month is $99.
Nice.
Visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay, here's what's happening. We're starting to see the sun break through in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9 of the Odyssey Building. It's really more like a floor, but, you know, that doesn't make it sound as cool.
Yeah.
From the Odyssey Building. Well done.
Thank you.
Mostly sunny today. The high in the Bay will be about 90-something.
Mm, warm.
Early 90s, but still 90s.
Mm.
Oof.
Yeah. This time of year, you're thinking, eh, it's going to cool down soon.
We're almost there.
Almost there.
Almost
Summer's like, there. No, I'm not done yet.
Give me a minute. Let me flex. To be totally honest, this was the most, for me, the mildest, most joyful summer of all time. Weather-wise.
A lovely summer.
Like really how I want it.
Right.
I had none of those, and there's probably some coming, but I had almost none of those days where I'm laying on top of the bed with nothing going, I'm still a million degrees. Ah!
Yeah.
Fans, all the stuff on, yep. And still going, it's just, there's no way to come down. I'm going to get in a cold shower. Try again.
Yeah.
Oof. So anyway, haven't had to deal with that much.
No,
it's been pretty nice.
Knockwood, it was a great summer.
Mac Jones, who knew? The Niners got an incredible win with the backup, Mac Jones. Go Niners!
There's
two Monday night football games tonight, 4 p.m. Tampa Bay versus Houston, and 7 p.m. Chargers versus Raiders.
Mm. Tough to be on the East Coast for a 7 p.m. game.
You know,
starts at 10.
East Coasters just seem to want to stay up later anyway. It
they
seems
must.
Like a thing.
Yeah. I do remember it being like people would, even Sunday night football's on pretty late for the East Coast. Like
and they stay up.
It's late.
They stay up and they do that.
Yeah. Well, these days, I suppose you can tape a game or watch it later if you had to get up early for your big presentation.
This is just a headline from your San Jose Mercury News, which I kind of went, whoa, we know that there's a huge gap between the billionaires
yes.
and the rest of the party people who go to work every day and work hard and are spending most of their money on rent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get out of the grocery store and go, well,
all my money's gone.
No new car this month. Or whatever.
Yeah. People on budgets and people who are billionaires.
California tied with Louisiana for the highest U.S. poverty rate.
Oh, I'm surprised Louisiana is. I always think of like Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah, they're right next door. They're neighbors. Yeah. Governor Gavin Newsom often boasts that California, if it were a country, would have the world's fourth largest economy. But despite its wealth, the state has seen a sharp increase in poverty since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm.
And that there's a disparity that lingers between the haves and the have-nots. So remember that when you see someone out there on the street, they may be working and still unable to make ends meet.
Yep.
It's tough. And I know the pandemic was such a weird thing for everybody. But I was talking to a friend of mine that makes surfboards, and he said, I had the most business of my life during the pandemic, and it's because of the government assistance people were on. Like, I didn't know it right away. I went, oh, because people were not working, they were surfing. And he goes, well, and also because they had government money coming in, and they spent it on stuff like that. And I thought, oh, that is so not what our tax money was supposed to go to, but
thanks for the surfboard, everyone.
What are you going to say? You can't go into their house and go, oh, if you have enough money and you're getting by, then let's not give you money to go get new. Well, that's how
it went.
If you're
going to give people money, you can't tell them how to spend it.
Most people, though, involved, like Second Harvest of Silicon Valley, involved in
feeding hungry people.
We're not surprised to see this poverty rate at all. We see it every day. So just so you know, if you're out there and you're struggling, you're not alone. And also, you don't get like people aren't going to walk around with, I'm barely getting by on their shoulder. You know, like you don't wear that on your sleeve. It's right. not so often you might think someone's putting on a show of I've got it all together and they may barely be making it work. So don't compare yourself to someone and think, well, they're doing it. I'm going to do it. Like what? We're all going to carry credit card debt into the grave. Don't, if you can possibly not, certainly not keeping up with, unless you know for a fact that they're okay, you might be surprised if you were to ask them, they'd say, no.
I'm not okay.
We're just racking up credit right. card debt.
Scraping by.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that story. California. Ties with Louisiana for poverty.
Incredible. That's actually, it's incredible.
Yeah, it is. For the highest U.S. poverty rate in the country, California tied with Louisiana. Next story. There's a Costco in Florida.
Oh, is it the one near my parents' house?
Maybe. Hmm. They've already put Christmas up.
Of course they have.
Some people are excited because they can get a nice bargain on a Christmas tree. Others are horrified because it's still summer! Are you crazy?
It is still summer.
For a couple more days, yeah.
There's like a whole season that will go by before it's time for Christmas.
But, you know. Yes.
I know.
But Christmas is like, our winter starts like on the 21st and then there's Christmas right on the other side.
Yes. And I get it. Retail, they need the money. Let's get the dollars quick. It's the earlier we get our Christmas stuff out, the more we'll make for the Christmas season.
Technically, we do have 1 week until fall. And then there's 3 months of fall, but not for Costco. They're ready to celebrate the Yuletide now. And then spirit stores up, all the stuff.
Yeah.
My kids
spirit stores have been
never stop with the, you know what I'm going to be?
Mm.
You know what I should be? Mm-hmm. Dad, you know what you should be? And tell mom and she'll order it and then I'll be that. Okay. It's fine.
I love my Halloween costume.
What was I last year? Was I Ted?
Ted Lasso.
Was I Ted Lasso last year?
Ted Lasso last
year. No, I don't think so.
I think I was a hot dog, but
that
you were saying I was some other thing.
Was it? You were like in it looked like an amoeba, but you said it was from some game or something. A big red blow up suit.
Oh, was I?
Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Well, he's only been here for one Halloween, so whatever he remembers, I got to go with, but I don't remember what I was. I thought I was a hot dog last year.
I forgot what you were.
Among Us?
A fungus among us?
I'm just guessing what video game would be an amoeba.
It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. You said it.
I know, but you were like, no, it's not that.
I don't know. I can't remember that. I truly thought I was a hot dog last year.
No.
I guess I wasn't. The year I was Ted Lasso, this has happened more than once.
Were you Jean-Luc Picard again?
No. I have that. I'll be that this year if you want. Yeah. The year I was Ted Lasso, we work. We work the next morning, so I have a few minutes window after dinner of enjoying Halloween, and then it's like, okay, I gotta go. The missus goes, take your costume off. I'm like, oh my God, it's about to go down.
Oh.
And then she put it on and left the house and went and partied as Ted Lasso.
Oh.
And there's pictures of her everywhere in our neighborhood having the time of her life. She's like, I was the king of the party. The
Ted
block
Lasso.
Party as I was Ted Lasso. She put the mustache on and the wig and the whole bit. And I just went, oh my God. And there I was laying in bed, not sleeping.
Mm. Listening to all the Halloween festivities outside your window.
The party people had a time. Anyway, Christmas is coming.
You were
everyone.
A bear last year.
Oh yeah. The bear was a good one too.
Oh, and I picked you. You were the bear.
I was the bear. And it doubled.
I can't really remember what the bear looked like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a picture on my Instagram of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all of us. So there's three bears, and then there was Goldilocks. Isla was Goldilocks.
Oh.
That's what we were. You're right. Now I remember. She couldn't. She was already a bear. She couldn't take my bear costume. The Ted Lasso, though, killed.
Yeah.
According to her.
Yeah, there have to be pictures on Instagram of it. You're right.
Some ChatGPT addicts can no longer write emails or make decisions.
Why would I? I have ChatGPT.
Everything gets run through ChatGPT before they do anything.
Yeah.
3/4 of people say they're now dependent on AI. Already. It's only been a year.
Dependent?
It's only been a year.
It really feels like it's only been a year.
Has it longer?
I don't really know.
When did ChatGPT get really... Like, I remember Jason Sisko sent me a text saying, this is going to be the next thing. And it was before you were even on it.
Yeah.
I saw it and I went, that'll never catch on.
I think I learned from it about it from you.
Yeah, it was big.
It's been around for a while, Vinny, because I've definitely been paying monthly on that.
Oh, there we are. Oh, and...
I have absolutely no recollection of that outfit.
And Maddie was on the show, was me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was
right.
Febreze.
You were Febreze.
Sarah, what are you?
I guess I'm a COVID germ.
That's hilarious.
I don't remember.
You don't remember wearing that? It's gigantic. Yeah,
I guess I vaguely remember it. Sort of. I don't know.
And you had your double ponytail.
I know. I like my double ponytail.
You should repost that. That's a cute picture.
That is a cute picture.
By the way, ChatGPT was released on November 30th, 2022.
Oh, and well, I didn't get right on it. It was out for a while.
Well, when it was sent to me, I started talking about it.
I felt like we had that at the other building because I was using it to like help me write scripts for stuff.
Well, how long have we been here?
2 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. September of 2023, we started here.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's crazy.
It's gone by quick.
Mm-hmm.
God, you want to hear something about here versus there? I was just in the bathroom and I'm at the number one. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who's here. I can hear some noises and I'm just trying to block it all out and just pay attention, focus. Yeah. And one of the sports guys walks in and goes, oh my God, the bathroom sold out. Turns around and leaves. So both stalls and the urinal were taken. And that is sometimes... how
we
it goes
all
around
at
here.
The same time,
that's
too.
Right.
So
that's
it's,
what I'm
you
saying.
Know, in the morning, you're likely to. Somebody destroyed the ladies' room this morning.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. You don't go. I use that big stall.
No.
And like when I, at 5:30 in the morning, I went to go pee before the show started. And I was like, whoa.
Well, you gotta go, or
you do,
whatever
it's
they
true.
Say.
But, you know, clean up after yourself.
Anyway, ChatGPT can be a slippery slope. You can go from not trusting it to using it for everything.
Yeah, that is one thing I will say about it is, you know, the whole thing where it's wrong a lot. It's true. Like I was using it to write games for a while and it kept getting the answers completely wrong. I was like, I know that's not true. And I would look it up and it wasn't. And so you can't trust it. It's fine to rewrite a thing for you, you can put an email through it and say, make this a little funnier, punch this up, or, you know, make me sound less angry, you know, whatever it is. But I don't know.
I use it for work a lot. I do consulting on the side, and when I have to write up for things, I use chat. It saves me hours of time.
Now people are just having it plan their wedding, plan my honeymoon, plan my party.
Never thought of that.
Well, I mean, let's see what this thing can do, right?
Yeah. My sister, she goes, tell me the top 10 things I should do on Oahu. Huh? And we went to and did a few of them, you know. Go on this drive, visit this thing, do this, see this beach.
They say half people say writing professional documents is harder without AI. 46% find it more difficult to fact check or evaluate information critically. Mm. It's just, they're just using it every day, all day. Younger people have become more addicted. So Gen Z is really...
Well, you know how I joke about being in a relationship with ChatGPT? Mm-hmm. Because it's friendly and it gets to know you and makes references to other things you've talked about. And my older son is fully, he asks it for advice. He'll lay out a whole scenario and be like, this is what I'm dealing with. What should I do? It's really...
This is Riley?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
What?
Yeah, he has this whole thing going on that he's just been like leaning on ChatGPT about it. I'm like, well, what did he say?
Are now asking it as a third? Like, what did your other...
And he
advisor
he goes,
say?
Oh, this is what ChatGPT said. I'm like, that sounds like pretty good advice. That's not bad.
No wonder they've become reliant on it. Even their parents are green lighting that advice.
No, it wasn't bad.
I'll tell you this next story real quick. I know we're running out of time. These seven, and I won't do them all. These seven habits are off limits for dermatologists.
Oh, what?
Dermatologists
are saying for you to not do this.
Right.
Okay.
Is one of those like qualifying factors that make me go, well, what did they say? Like your skin, right? Who hasn't?
The outside of you.
Any one of us that grew up and got a pimple is absolutely attentive when it's like how to take care of your skin. What? How? What do I do?
What do I do?
And I've always... Because you have pretty good skin and you say, no, I don't. I have a pimple. I never see it.
You have pretty good skin too.
No, I have terrible skin.
Well, I know you've had some stuff removed, but overall, like your face looks great.
Yeah, I have too much sun. Anyway.
You've been good about slathering on sunscreen.
But dermatologists, that's the thing. So here we are. Dermatologists say, what I was going to say is, you're one of those people who say, I don't use soap.
I really try not to use soap. I know some soap gets on my face when I'm, shampoo or whatever, but honestly, just hot water because it dries my face out and it will actually, my face is super bitchy about stuff, you know? Like even I put on a face of makeup, I know I'm going to have a bunch of pimples. Maybe I have giant pores. And so like
I have giant pores. You do not have that. Are you kidding me?
I don't have that.
Anyway, one of the weird things is when I hear that, I think, but you're never clean then.
I feel like I'm clean enough.
I don't do it, but I always think, those things with like little scratchy rocks in them. I'm like, oh, that's how you get clean. Or it needs to sting.
Yeah.
Or it needs to burn. Like, it's working.
Yeah.
Water on your face?
Just hot water.
That won't get you clean. You need to use gasoline and a flame.
It turns out you don't.
What?
I feel like it dries me out. And then I always put on a little bit of light moisturizer anyway after I get out.
Part of the reason this caught me is because my kid just gave us, her birthday is in November and she just put out her
wish list,
birthday list, which had tons of skincare and tons of makeup and tons of stuff for her room. Mm. And I went, we've crossed over. We're no longer a child. We are now grown up wannabe.
She's going to be 12 this year?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You got some fun years ahead of you.
This is what... they're already here. Don't worry. Skip the big skincare routines according to dermatologists.
Okay.
By now, you've probably seen many TikToks or other showing you a multi-step skincare routine, and they're saying, I would not do any of those 10-step skincare routines. Oh. Do not, according to a dermatologist. Sunscreen is non-negotiable. You might hear people out there, and I hear it in the surf community all the time. The chemicals they're trying to get you to put on your skin is worse than what the sun would do to you. And I don't believe that for a second. But those people are out there who say that.
They're killing the reefs.
And that is true. But what I'm saying is this idea that your natural skin will protect you from the harmful sun rays is not true.
So they're saying you got to put on sunscreen.
Put on sunscreen. It's non-negotiable. Something called triple antibiotic cream is a hard pass. I've never heard of that.
Me either.
I've definitely heard of vitamin C serums and things like that. But I don't know what this
antibiotic. So these are just like crap you smear on your face and they're saying this will kill off any bacteria.
This is one we used to get told and I would just have at a pimple.
Oh, yeah.
Like in a way that some of the scars on my face are from my childhood.
Yes, I cannot not touch it.
Don't pop your pimples, especially late at night. This
Why
is from a dermatologist.
You know what? I feel like the new stars and hearts and moons.
Medicated pimple patches
are incredible.
They will dry it out more quickly and do a much better job and not scar you.
Right.
And my daughter's using those.
And keep your fingers off your pimple. Because that, honestly, your hands are the filthiest things. And when you're touching your face and squeezing your zits and... I really wish that those pimple patches had been around when I was a kid. I want to get some so that I have them for my next zit.
You want to have them in waiting for you.
Well, wouldn't that be better than, you know, how sometimes I'm like really at something that's on my
face? Maybe I can get one for my kid. I'll see if
she'll
pop one up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got those for sure. I realize now I'm completely way out of time. We're done.
That was fun, though. That was really good.
What's coming up in the trash?
Wait, is there any one thing on there that you didn't get to for the seven... dermatology secrets that you
don't
really...
use abrasive skincare tools or products. Skip the gel manicures.
Oh.
And don't introduce two or more products at once.
Oh, because you might not know which one you're having the reaction to.
Dermatologists say. This is from Women's Health if you want to go look it up.
Thank you, dermatologists. Benson Boone tickets up next, plus Cardi B and Zach Bryan.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.